another African nation, Kenya, has gone through a crisis of its own. A disputed presidential election late last year sparked a wave of violence. An estimated 1,000 people were killed. The United States urged a power-sharing agreement between the president and his rival, and yesterday the two men announced an agreement on a new cabinet. But Kenya took one step back today. Police reportedly shot 12 people to death. The dead were said to be members of an outlawed criminal gang. The BBC's Adam Minot is in Nairobi. And Adam, good news and bad news out of Kenya. First of all, what spawned the violence that has left at least a dozen people dead?
Well, it happened in the early hours of the morning, Kenyan time, and it was clearly a highly coordinated exercise. Hundreds of youths came out on the streets to protest. Now, what they were actually protesting about was the death of a woman whose body was found on Friday in a mutilated condition. And she was the wife of the leader of Mungiki, who's being held in prison in Nairobi. And this was really the cause of their protest. They set fire to vehicles, they set fire to buildings, and it took a long while for the police to regain any control.
Now, you mentioned the Mungiki. The Mungiki is a sect, a sect belonging, many people believe, to Kikuyu militants. And while they are banned, it's believed that they have close ties to high-profile politicians, and they might even control public transportation routes. Explain the Mungiki, and what has President Mwai Kibaki, who is Kikuyu himself, said about this group?
You're right. They are a sect. They're a criminal sect. They have a sort of quasi-religious side to them as well. And they do, as you also alluded to, have a lot of control over the bus service that operates throughout Kenya. And as a result of that, they raise a great deal of money. They use this money in extortion. They are said to have links right at the top of one of the ruling classes in Kenya, the Kikuyu. And as you say, President Kibaki is a Kikuyu. Now, President Kibaki and his followers, they say they have tried and are trying to get rid of the Mungiki, who are, after all, outlawed. But some people do wonder whether actually, on occasions, the Mungiki are actually a tool in the hands of this ruling elite, and they're used for their terror tactics in a towards political ends.
So the death of the wife of this Mungiki leader and the ensuing violence, the bad news out of Kenya today. But the good news is that a power-sharing deal between President Kibaki and one-time opposition candidate Raila Odinga has been struck. Odinga will now be the prime minister. What does that mean when President Kibaki and Raila Odinga are actually sharing power with these 20 ministers picked by each man?
It is going to be a very difficult few months ahead, I have no doubt about it. And just briefly to link the violence in with that, although there was no direct link, I think it's an indication of what a very febrile and enervated state Kenya is in. And so these two parties who've been at loggerheads for many weeks now have somehow now got to put their differences aside and try to chart a course forward for Kenya. Across the country, hundreds of thousands of people tuned in yesterday to the live radio and television broadcast by President Mwai Kibaki when he announced the cabinet. He appealed then to the people of the country to pull together and to put differences behind them. And I think there is a very large reservoir of goodwill out there for him. But I think it would be a mistake to deny that there are also huge problems ahead.
The BBC's Adam Minot in Nairobi. Thank you very much.
Thank you.